At Brave New Teaching, our mission is to support teachers at all their various stages of the game. Whether you're just getting started or you've been in it for a while, we want to always be your go-to for ELA curriculum support.
To celebrate you, we are hosting an epic week in April called Workshop Week. During the week of April 15th through 19th, we are giving every single one of our Brave New Teachers the opportunity to take any of our five workshops for only $7.
And we're going to make this super simple. We are delivering the coupon code straight to your inbox. All you need to do is copy that code and paste it into the workshop of your choice, and you're set. You'll have two full weeks of access for only $7.
These workshops are pretty big and are normally valued at $50 each. So this is the perfect time to hop in and step up your curriculum game in teaching memoir, dystopia, poetry, and Shakespeare.
Our favorite.
Yes.
So make sure that you are opted into our email list, and you can get there by going to shop.bravenewteaching.com, and you will automatically get the code emailed to you mid-April. Thank you for being here, and have a wonderful week at school.
Well, hello and welcome back to Brave New Teaching, and welcome, friends, to our little like summer preview sneak peek. I have to say, I'm kind of jealous because some of you are either on or getting very near to summer break, and I'm like a solid month out.
Cheers, even though we're not in happy hour, I want to say cheers to anyone who has actually made it to the end or is like real close to sipping a margarita. Good for you and everyone else who's still stuck in it. You guys need to get on your committees and work on your school calendar.
Listen, ridiculous. Just because it's not summer does not mean that some of us are not sipping a margarita. It's just not in the middle of the day like it would be potentially during the summer. Okay. So like, fair. I'm going to need you to just be a little more open-minded, Amanda, with some of our extracurriculars.
I understand.
Okay. Friends, we're going to talk about summer. We've got a mission this summer. And I think Amanda and I have been trying to figure something out for the summers since this podcast began, like since spring of 2020, we've been like, oh, what are we going to do for the summer? And like, I think, honestly, friends, we've got our finger on the pulse of something good here. That metaphor was creepy and weird. Save me.
Well, okay. It's all thanks to our listeners, though.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
We've gotten our podcast now to a point where you have so graciously left us reviews. You're listening a lot. Like, we have data, we have some stats, and we've been able to go out and say, hey, we want to interview this author, or authors are reaching out to us all of a sudden, and we're getting opportunities to bring people to this podcast that I don't think any of us ever thought we'd be able to sit next to and just chit chat with.
Oh no, our brains are like melting out of our ears. There's like no, yeah, we have no cool, you guys. We are not keeping our cool. We have our cool has been lost so long ago that it is nary a shadow in our minds. No cool is to be had.
No, I don't do well with celebrities. Like, I want to tell you all, my dear friend now, John Rodney, you guys, John is like one of the most handsome people I've ever met in my whole life. When we interviewed John, I was a mess. Like, John, I don't even know if I told him this.
No, you did. You told him that. And that was the funniest part. Okay, so the three of us.
I love him.
We're going to tell you guys about the summer in a minute here, but we all need to hear this story time. So the three of us are on like a call, right? Because Amanda's in Chicago and I'm in San Diego and John's in Los Angeles. So there's no getting us all in one room for any sort of podcast. Like, we're not quite at that level, right? But if someone wants to sponsor us that way, we would absolutely love to do it. Board teachers, are you listening? We're all in. Anyways, back to business. And Amanda has been talking the whole time before we start talking to John about how, I hope he's listening to this, about how she just thinks that he is just the bee's knees. And I'm like, I mean, yeah, he's great. She's like, no, but really. And then we get talking.
Internet crushes two people.
And Amanda is, and by the way, John's amazing. He's a phenomenal teacher and he's just great all around person. Amanda is so like Twitter-pated that she's like, I can see her sweating. And then it's like, John, I just need you to know, I have like the biggest crush on you. And he was like, So then the two of them are all awkward and nervous because she totally threw him off. And I was like,
not true.
100%. Let me live my truth. Let me live my truth. So then I am the only cool one.
Okay. listen, I get a little flustered around attractive men, even regardless of their sexuality.
Yeah, regardless of the reciprocation.
Well, and I like admire him. I think he's one of those teachers too. Like if I was in school with him, I'd be like, I just want to be your friend. Like,
right. Can I just listen to your brain work?
So many of you out there that I watch your stories and I'm like, I just want to sit in the back of your classroom and just watch you go. Watch you go.
Yeah.
Anyway.
100%.
These people that we interviewed got a little bit a little bit of that from me. Some more than others, no offense. I don't know.
It's just where she's at and how much coffee she's had in any given day. And it's the best. Jittery.
But here's the deal. So our summer, right? Let's get back to it. We wanted to wrap our hands around a series, like a consistent, like a long series where you could kind of sit back, take it in, come in and out at whatever, you know, kind of rate is comfortable for you. And so we said, okay, it's going to be a Facebook group. And I know some of you in here are just can't do Facebook, and that's fine because you can do the podcast.
Yeah.
But we wanted a place where we could talk about the episodes together and like they would all be talking to each other too. So we decided that we needed to do a book series. Yep. Where we interview authors and then we debrief the conversation with the author and kind of debrief the book. So that's what we're heading into. And so this episode, what we're going to do is we're going to preview five authors, six books. One of our authors, we've got two books.
Six authors, seven books.
That is correct. I remember it's three and three. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is we're going to preview what those are with you in this episode, give you a little bit more of what to look forward to, but this is just, we're just so excited to come around this mission of like really looking at culturally responsive teaching, equitable teaching practices from both the pedagogical side and the curriculum side.
Yeah. Content, like diverse voices in our content, diverse perspectives in our content, and exposing our students to stories, just all the stories.
All the stories.
Yes. And friends, it's coming right at you. This summer, Camp BNT, we are excited to tell you all about it. But first, cue the music.
You're listening to Brave New Teaching, and we are so much more than a podcast.
We give teachers the inspiration, support, and tools to challenge the status quo.
I'm Amanda, and I'm a former English teacher from Illinois.
And I'm Marie, and I'm a teacher from Southern California.
Join us at bravenewteaching.com to find out more about our courses, festivals, and get every episode's show notes.
We're so glad you're here. Enjoy the show. All right, friends. So Amanda was telling you, our like vision for the summer is we wanted something, like she was saying, is to be a series. We know, like, being classroom teachers, we know what our behavior and like mindsets are like in the summer. We've talked a lot about like setting yourself. We've got a few different episodes of the podcast, which we will link in the show notes, about like how to plan your teacher summer and like have the best summer ever. Basically, we wanted to make something productive, enjoyable, and just like brain candy, which they are two different things. And so, I mean, hello, we like to read quite a bit. So obviously it had to do with books. We find talking to artists, creators, authors absolutely fascinating as English language arts teachers, and just like knowing that something came out of their heads and is like in a big book and becomes a part of our lives and a part of our own experience is just absolutely overwhelmingly amazing to me. So putting that all together into the series that Amanda described to you before, like in our intro before the music, was the way to go. And we like it all just fell together and we went, oh my gosh, this is it. We're going to summer camp.
Well,
BNT style.
Okay. Okay. So we're cutting to the chase because I know.
Let's just jump in.
More. I got brave around the beginning of 2023 and just kind of started reaching out to people and seeing who would want to talk to us. I mean, we hadn't conceived of the camp yet. So in the early stages of this, it was just kind of like, who would talk to us?
Yeah. We're teachers and we like books. Who wants to chat?
And the idea around like, we want to bring authors to our teachers. We want to bring, you know, in-depth episodes with authors to our teachers. Like that was always there. So I can't remember the list of people I've reached out to, but the first person to respond was Ruta Sepetys. Yeah. Ruta Sepetys.
Yes. Yes.
Wanted yes. to come on our podcast. If you are sitting in your car right now, like, who the actual hell is that?
I mean, you'll know. You'll see the covers of her books, and you go, oh, Salt to the Sea, Ruta Sepetys. Yeah. Like, that's what you'll do.
Gray, I Must Betray You, Fountains yes. of Silence, historical fiction YA. Marie and I, that was the first person. That's the first person you're going to hear from this summer.
Yep.
Is Miss Ruta. And I am telling you, I was buzzing from that conversation for a week after
Same.
We had it.
No, I lost my cool too. Yeah.
The crush was deep with her. And
this is how it is for all six of our authors. Amanda and I mean, I like to make fun of Amanda, but I 100% lose my cool as well. I fangirl like a fool.
But, you know, I think what was the most into, they always say, like, don't meet your heroes, right? Like, and I'm new to Ruta's work, honestly. Like, I talked about it in the fall, was the first time I read Salt of the Sea. And you never know what you're going to get, right? Like, all sure. of these authors, you know, one or two of them we've met before and, like, we know are cool. But, like, you don't know, like, what authors are going to be like.
You don't know because they're human beings. Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
And not only was Ruta cool, but you're going to hear in her episodes, because plural. She loves teachers.
Yes.
And she believes so deeply in a better system of education. We have Ruta for you in a part one and a part two, talking about fear, hope, Salt of the Sea, all of these kinds of things. We have her also for a happy hour extended episode coming up like in May. We are, fingers crossed, at time of recording, trying to get her one more time this summer with mm-hmm. her brand new book, but she's currently on tour, which Marie and I are going to get to go see her in person as well with this new book. So, I mean, Ruta all the way, baby.
Yes. Well, and so our conversation with her, that interview that we recorded a few months ago, and then it is going to be coming out this summer, sparked kind of an idea of, you know what, I think that this is a thing. Let's connect teachers with the authors that we love to bring into our classrooms and who our students can't get enough of. That was one piece of it. And then we went, well, you know what else would be really good is get onto some pedagogy and not just talk about theory and practice, but actually talk about the people who teach theory and practice in a really true and realistic way. So we've got some here. Should we just talk through in order who we've got coming on?
I was going in order. That's why I started with
you. Know the order? Okay. Why don't you, because I don't have it open.
I have the calendar kind of memorized.
Go, my friend.
Well, the next one, you weren't able to come to this interview, so I can talk about this one. I spoke with another like person that I never thought would respond. Shamile Sayed Mendes is the author of Furia. And I read Furia, I read almost all of it before the interview because like all of a sudden she responded and we were like, it was go time.
You're like, I gotta go.
And I finished it a little while ago. But you'll hear this too in the interview. She is an Argentine-American author. She's relatively new to the scene. If you haven't read Furia, you might not have heard of her yet. Get Furia, get it in your grasp and your talons. It's going to be an amazing book. A lot of students. You've got a sports angle, right? The main character, she's a ferocious soccer player. She's like the best on her team. Really, really good. There's a romance angle. There's a female empowerment angle that's really good. And then there's kind of this like generational trauma, cycles of abuse line also. Like there are so many layers to Furia specifically that I just think as a book are incredible. And then Hyamile, like just talking to her, she was like, it was the kind of conversation where I was like, I would like to have another one of these with a glass of wine. And then I want you to be my mom, you know? And she's like, she's not old enough to be my mom. She's young. And like both Ruta and Yamile, they started writing in their late 30s.
Right.
Which is so admirable. So like our conversation goes through all of that kind of stuff, like the book, their own journey, their own life and things like that, which just, I don't know, are so amazing. So we'll go through the interview. And then what Marie and I are going to do the episode after the interview is debrief it, right? Debrief the book, debrief the conversation. What does this look like in the classroom? But Shamile is how you pronounce her name. She's Argentine. So it's you got to have the Sh in there. So Shamile Syed Mendes. And I believe her family is Pakistani, Argentine, American. She's a very blended family. So we had, she's got three or four kids, and she's just a wonderful, just a great down to earth chit chat, just like we had with Ruta. And it was awesome.
I love that. Well, another, am I out of order? Wait, you tell me who's next.
Now
Marie's out of order, but so that's Amanda was saying all of our authors, we interview them
change anyway. So
that's true. We interview them and then do a debrief. And that debrief is going to take the things that we talked about and talk about the practical applications for in the classroom, or the practical applications and what this can look like in our teaching practice. And yes, this is going to be where you really get the best out of Amanda and Marie, where Amanda, as you guys know, is out of the classroom right now and is working in curriculum design, curriculum coaching, teaching coaching, and here, Brave New Teaching, all of the things that we do here. And I am still in the classroom full time, more than full time at the moment. I'm like working overtime in the classroom. And so we've got those two daily experiences that we bring to these debriefs that really, I think, round out the conversation in a really nice way. A lot of the responses we've been getting from you during this past season of the podcast has been like being able to see that fully rounded perspective of Amanda's really got her thumb on like the pedagogy and the philosophy. And I've got that here's like living, breathing kids stuff, like that experience going on. And so that continues through camp this summer.
Okay, I got our next one here. I went to go grab it. I actually have it with me.
Yay.
I finished this yesterday. We actually haven't done this interview yet, so I'm really excited to talk with her. But we're going to speak with Diana Lopez, who wrote Felice and the Wailing Woman. And this is a Penguin book, Penguin Random House publisher. And it is a middle grade book, like a true, not even YA. This is a middle grade.
Yeah.
For those of you, because we know we have listeners in like the K-6 arena. This is probably, I'd say this is probably up to eighth grade, don't you think?
Middle grades is normally 6, 7, 8. I'm reading it aloud with my fourth grader.
Yeah.
So yeah. He and I have decided that it's going to be a read aloud together.
It's so sweet.
It is so cute.
It is so sweet. So it's based on the legend of La Llorona. So this takes place on the U.S.-Mexico border, and it's the story of a girl, a coming-of-age story, and she's trying to figure out the truth about her mother, who, right, is supposed to be La Llorona, who, you know, she lost her mom and her siblings in a terrible drowning accident when she was a child. She's got a fear of water. So it's a really cool way of blending, like, modern life with folk tales. And I really like that angle. Like this made, I really wanted to put passages from here in a gothic fiction unit.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Well, and the other thing is because it's for a younger audience. Yeah. I mean, we'll talk about this more too in our like debrief and everything, but that one we are very excited about, like just so many applications and such a fun, creative story that ties in so many different things that we can possibly do. Another of our authors is actually a friend of the podcast who we have had on before. Gosh, how long ago did we talk to her? To Dr. Deanna Smith. Was that a year ago?
A year. Well, yeah, because it was back to school 22.
Oh, yeah. Would you look at that? So we have Deanna Smith, Dr. Deanna Smith, back on to talk about her newly released title. Do you have the title in front of you?
Yeah, Rooted in Joy.
Rooted in Joy. I didn't want to say it wrong because
it's on pre-sale right now. I think it comes out in August. So you can't get it. We haven't read it yet, but it's her jam.
It's her. It's all of the things that she does. And so I would say to prepare for those episodes, we're going to really encourage you to listen back to our first interview with her where she talks about equitable teaching practices, culturally responsive teaching practices. And then this book is just like distilling down her genius. And so we are
practical applications.
Yes. Very excited about that. Yes. Because her consulting, she goes to different campuses. We talked about this in our year ago interview with her. She goes to different campuses and is there as a consultant, and those experiences alone, plus her own classroom experience, is just like invaluable. So I'm very excited to talk to her again.
The good news about having our Facebook group for Camp BNT mm-hmm. is that we can, you know, if we can find, like, I'm pretty sure we can get it, but like, I'm pretty sure we could get you like a table of contents. We can, yeah. you know, start conversations. We're going to invite Diana to the Facebook group. You know, like these authors are going to be able to be part of the conversation, whether or not their books are actually available. The other author that we have on the podcast, so we have a lot of fiction. We also have these pedagogical PD books. We have one more PD book that fell kind of into our laps. This team, I guess I'll say her team reached out to us and said that we feel like this would be a great fit for BNT. And we were like, oh my gosh, absolutely. And so we are, for the first time, going to be introducing you all to Jo Crona. And she is, excuse me, a researcher and author that lives in Canada. And she is dedicated to working on really kind of like helping like retool the way that Indigenous education happens and anti-racism practices are put into place, especially in Indigenous communities. And so I know that her book, we've looked at the PDF of it. Yeah, I believe it's available too. So we'll see if we can get all of that for you in the Facebook group. And definitely during the interview, we'll have all that for you. But she looks at a lot of like the difference between reconciliation and multicultural education, and specifically how that applies to Indigenous students. And she's also very good about talking about why everyone needs this, and not just, right, not just the students who are quote affected. So she's got a really awesome perspective that we don't have from anybody else in the summer. So I feel like she's bringing that really fresh perspective to the lineup.
And these interviews are going to be great for if you are maybe part of your school's leadership team, or you are, I don't know, you know, trying to develop something or realizing that there is a need on your campus. These episodes themselves would be great to take to someone to say, here's why we need this, right? That plus the involvement in the Camp Brave New Teaching, Camp BNT conversation that's going to be going on in our like free limited time Facebook group is going to give, like, I just already know it. We haven't even started doing it yet, but it's going to give all of that energy and a lot of resources that we need to bring a lot of these like just better teaching practices to our campuses and to our kids and to your practices in ways that won't totally exhaust you because you'll have like the support of a community around you.
We have one person left to reveal.
Gosh. Do you know the musical? This has nothing to do with, I just popped into my head. Do you know the musical Legally Blonde?
Yes.
Okay. And she goes, oh my God, oh my God, you guys. That was what I was about to do. So I live my life in musical lyrics.
So weird.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I'm going to let you announce it.
No, it's your, I got to do Ruta. You get to do this one.
Listen,
I did do all of the email heavy.
You did.
I did land it. I did land it.
You did. You did. You guys, I'm like actually kind of nervous about this one. We are going to be interviewing author extraordinaire Elizabeth Acevedo on the Brave New Teaching podcast.
Okay. And it hasn't happened yet. So we are like, this is going to air in August. So give us a break. But I am like John Rodney jittery.
Yeah, like today stood in front of my class of seniors as we're looking at some books for independent reading. And I was pulling up with the fire on high and I was like, you guys, I'm going to get to talk to her. And they were like, what? And I was like, I just need you to, and like, I mean, it was Friday in a senior class and there's no air conditioning in the building. So they're like, we're going to listen to you not right now. But I was very excited and I am very excited and I kind of can't get over it.
Well, and here's what's even more exciting is not just that we're going to talk to her, but we are so lucky. We got copies of her brand new book. Like her brand new book doesn't come out until August. It is an adult fiction book. This is not a YA book. It's called Family Lore. And I just started it because I'm, you know, we're like doing a lot of books here that we're trying to all read as much as we can before we talk to our authors. And I mean, I don't even need to read it to know it's going to be amazing. We have a whole new book to share with you of her.
Yeah.
Whole new book.
Friends, Camp BNT is like the nerdiest English teacher book club.
Yeah.
And I am so here for it. I can't even handle it.
I hope we found our people, because I guess they would have tuned out a long time ago.
Yeah, I don't think we would still have a podcast if we hadn't already found our people. And plus, like Amanda was saying before, this comes from feedback from you all, looking at the episodes that are listened to the most. They often talk about this kind of stuff. It's about books. It's about reading. It's about best practice. It's about all of the things. And we just went, oh my gosh, we're all going to summer camp together, virtually together.
So that's all we have to share with you at this point.
Yes.
You need to get in that Facebook group now. Yes.
So get your little selves over to bravenewteaching.com/camp. Yes. When you join, it is absolutely free. Now, friends who are part of Happy Hour, there are going to be some extended bonuses and perks, absolutely, for members of Happy Hour who join Camp BNT. So make sure that you are on the lookout for that. But like, we're talking some live opportunities with some of our authors. We are talking Q&As with some of our authors. We're talking giveaways that we're going to be running of books and bookish type items. And just like, I just want you to think, how nerdy can an English language arts teacher get, and then take that and put it in like a mixing bowl with like summer camp nostalgia, beach reads by the pool, camping if you're into it, and then take your whisk and just like jam it up and put it in a Facebook group and on a podcast all summer long.
We are pretty pumped. And
yes,
one last announcement, because we're just gonna keep dumping announcements on you.
100%
is that on top of all of this, many of our workshops and curriculum rehab are getting a little bit of a facelift. We're kind of using this summer to do some editing and revising and updating. And so if you have not yet taken advantage of any of these courses or workshops, you really need to think about using your summer to do that, because they are going to enhance and enrich your teaching forever. You're mm-hmm. going to pay once and change as a teacher forever. So we will always have that stuff linked for you. And this is a great chance for you to just really spend your summer relaxing and recharging, but using that like available brain space to do a little bit of fun thinking, nerd thinking.
Yeah. Yeah. Lean in, guys. It's okay. We're at this point in life. Just be who you are and lean in.
Yeah, we're really not going to judge you. Marie,
no.
If Marie really pulls off what she's trying to pull off, aka some kind of summer camp badges,
You're
going to all be like, oh my gosh, rolling my eyes, but totally playing along.
Oh no, it's going to happen. With every book and author interview, you'll be earning a badge.
Okay, so we're going to hold you to it, Marie.
I know, they'll be digital badges, but I also am trying to figure out how to make them into stickers. And you know what? I have insomnia, so it might just happen, because I have more hours in the day than most humans.
Okay, well,
so I don't sleep.
I'm afraid of the post office, so I'm not committing to anything that requires
mail. We talked about that on the podcast?
I don't think so.
Oh my god. Okay,
you're talking about the library. I have like these public government buildings, so I have a bad relationship with.
I'm just going to leave us with this, and then at some point, this is gonna be a little teaser. This might be a happy hour episode. It's fears and phobias. Amanda's afraid of the post office.
I really am. So intimidating.
Amanda's afraid of the post office, and I'm afraid of like CGI talking animals. Okay, guys, have a great week at school. Bye. Just
like all of them. Like that's pretty much every children's movie I've ever watched.
Amanda, you just said this was a place free of judgment.
I did not actually say.
Yes,
that.
You did. You said that this is a place free of judgment. Play the tape back. Yes, you did. Listen, Amanda. My friend, you need to be nicer to me, and we need to let our friends go, because we're getting a little too silly.
Someone needs to hold me accountable for my water intake. It's not good.
I'll have John call you. Okay. Friends, we hope you have a wonderful week at school. We are getting very excited for summer. Also, I just want to note, like, go to the show notes here so you can get all of the links and make sure that you are setting up your summer reading stack right to join Camp BNT. Head over to bravenewteaching.com/camp. Get yourself in the group. Get yourself all signed up. Yeah. And yes, even if you don't have a Facebook, you can absolutely still sign up for Camp BNT. We'll be sending you emails with different information, and the entirety of the content podcast-wise will still be coming across the regular feed of the podcast with some different bonuses for happy hour.
Okay. So drink your water is another thing. And those of you who
this
are
this is just in general, just like general musings by Amanda. Okay, everybody, drink your water and wear your sunscreen.
The Facebook thing. Okay, because I get it. And like the detox and all. I feel like we should be also saying like, it's okay to have a Facebook that's kind of like an incognito Facebook, like just an account, like don't post on it. Don't make friends, like just
access
to show up to group stuff, because the groups on Facebook for teaching are incredible places and well, and like they're searchable. I like live in Betsy's group. I mean, yeah, every now and again, there's like a nasty conversation, but like that's people and that's teachers because we can't get
it's
our
just human together. Beings. Yeah.
But I want you to come to camp. So maybe you need like a summer of like a fake name so you can just come and listen and chat. Just saying.
Okay. And with that, friends, we are going to let you go. Have a wonderful week at school or a wonderful week on summer vacation if you're lucky. And I am envious of you. And we will see you next time. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Thanks again for listening to Brave New Teaching.
We'd love to keep the conversation going over on Instagram.
And while you're there, check out the links in our bio for the most up-to-date events going on in the Brave New Teaching community.
Thanks for being here and have a great week at school.